pēshī ʻōmbī shībē kū yūgī nāmbā tīdī dā kāsō kūrē, nāmbā tī chāt dēr chī tēt sām shī mā tō sāngdā ngē kū dūshī tsaā nī mē chī chī tā ngā tō tā nām yū yā ndā pēshī tī yā ndā kāsō kūrē nū chūk wē pēshī yā ndā sā kōrō shī sā kōrē tī nā shē yī ndū sā nē pēshī tō kō tō tō mī kī yā wā tā shī kā chī mē yō sū shī tō wā Tā ngā dhūdhī tōgō tōmī dhī shūjī yā chēm gyā sī nī dhūdhāni kwa ngā yī shibā dhī tōmī yī shibā chēm nī kōrā yū gī pī kī dhā kāsū rī nāmbar dhī dhī shār tsam chī Tā dhī mēsīj bī dhī nī yā tōgbār pā lēng chī Nī tōgbā yā tā dhī jīg sāngyā dhū tōyā gā chūm bē tā dhī kāsū rī kī kēpā rī dhī jī nī yō dhī tā tōgbā yā ngā yī dhūgbā rō
In Buddhism, Buddhist understanding of these perceptions, however, there is an understanding that at the sensory level, what happens is that there is a through this mediation of the sense data, there is the direct experience of the objects. However, it does not make any evaluative judgments of whether this being desirable or undesirable, or attractive or unattractive, good or bad. These judgments do not occur at the sensory level. They occur at the second stage when the thought comes into play. So these thoughts are conceptual thoughts. However, it seems that in current modern scientific cognitive psychology, there doesn't seem to be a clear distinction made between direct sensory experience on the one hand and conceptual thought processes on the other hand.